Good morning. Today we have a critical question, unfortunately a quite relevant question that Batei Din encounter often when somebody wants to convert to Judaism is, what if they have an ulterior motive? If there's a reason that they want to convert, and the most common is the non-Jewish woman met a nice Jewish boy and he or his parents require a conversion, or the opposite. It's not a non-Jewish girl with a Jewish boy, but it's a non-Jewish man meets a nice Jewish girl and wants to marry her. And she says, but I can't marry out of the faith. Or her parents more likely say, you can't do that. And then the person, the non-Jew, comes to Beis Din, wants to convert. There is an ulterior motive. This is not a gerus l'shem shamayim, that the person is yearning to become Jewish, but rather becoming Jewish is a means to getting their ends, which is marrying the Jew. So that would be one example. So is this considered a kosher gerus? Even b'dieved will say, is it kosher or not? L'chatchila, apparently don't take the person, but b'dieved, what if it slipped through or something like that? The Beis Din didn't check. They didn't have proper information. Is this going to be considered a kosher conversion? So that's our question of the day. So we're going to start with a Mishnah in Yevamos that says as follows, Hanitan, which means if there is a rumor on a non-Jewish woman, and the rumor was such that she was having a relationship with a Jewish boy, so there's a relationship going on, he is Jewish, she's not, or the reverse, but we'll just stick with the case in the Mishnah that it's a non-Jewish woman, a Jewish man, and she goes and converts. What's the motive for the conversion? The Mishnah tells us, Hareze lo yichnos, because those rumors pre-existed the conversion, she should not be permitted to marry that man, that Jewish man that the rumors were about. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah, Vim Kanas, if indeed they did go and get married, they shouldn't have, but they did, Ein Motzin Miado, we can't force him to divorce her, there's not a required get. In other words, after the fact, B'dieved, they can stay married. So the Gemara on that Mishnah learns as follows, Ha Gioris Miahavia. From this Mishnah, we can learn that even if there was an ulterior motive, nonetheless, she is, after the fact, going to be a kosher giyar. So it's going to be a kosher conversion. And Tosfos explains as follows. If you look at the language, if there was a rumor between a man and a woman, she's not Jewish, he's Jewish, and she converted, hareze lo yichnos, he should not marry her because the rumor was about Kim and her together. But, says Tosfos, somebody else would be permitted to marry her lechatchila. No problem. Rashi explains as follows, Shehi Gioris, that it's a kosher conversion, Va'afa Gavdula Nitgayru L'Shem Yadus, even though she was not converting L'Shem Shemayim. It wasn't that she always wanted to be Jewish or she became turned on to Judaism, but rather her ulterior motive was marrying that boy. Nonetheless, it's going to be a kosher Gerus. So that is where we are right now. So the Gemara on that asks the following question. Brings the following, Echad Ishin Isgayu L'Shomisha, if we have a man that converted in order to marry a Jewish girl, or the reverse, of Echad Isha Shin Isgayu L'Shom Ish, if we have a non-Jewish woman who converts to marry a Jewish man. And in addition, not only that, but there are other lists of examples, a list of example in the Gemara of other ulterior motives, that they would get a good job, that they would get a dignified position in the government, etc. Einan Gerim. Those are not kosher Gerim. In other words, Divrei Rabbi Nechemia, the view of Rabbi Nechemia is if there is an ulterior motive, then it's not a kosher Gerus. Even B'dieved, even after the fact, that person is not Jewish. So it seems that our Mishnah, or the Limud from our Mishnah that says that if they did go forward with the Gerus, even if there was an ulterior motive, but if they went forward with the conversion, it is a kosher conversion. This conflicts with what Rabbi Nechemia said, that it's not a kosher conversion. And in fact, the Gemara reconciles, or doesn't reconcile this. It says, in fact, we paskin like the opinion, kulam gerim hem, even if there was an ulterior motive, we paskin that it is going to be, after the fact, a kosher gerus, and we do not paskin like Rabbi Nechemia, who says that if there was an ulterior motive, even after the fact, even b'dieved, it's not going to be a kosher gerus. So the bottom line, the maskan of this Gemara is, Mishin Isgayu L'Shem Ishus, somebody who converted and the ulterior motive is to marry a Jew, it is not going to be ideal, but After the fact, it is going to be a kosher geru. So how do we paskin, says the Shulchan Aruch, as follows. Very important Shulchan Aruch. A lot of important information in this Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya Simen Reish Samaches Sif Yud Beis. Kishiyavo Ager Liskaya. We've talked about in the past, it was that in fact yesterday, when a non-Jew comes and wants to go to the process of gerus, we said that they have to check into the individual. What do they check? So they ask questions. Are you sure you want to do this? Are you want to go forward? This isn't an easy thing. There's anti-Semitism in the world, etc., etc. So this Shulchan Aruch says, when a non-Jew comes and wants to convert, what the Beis Din has to do is has to check into that individual to see if there's an ulterior motive. Is it that they're going to make more money, get a better job, or they're going to get a better position in the government, or they're scared of something, they live in Israel, you're going to get better benefits, whatever it may be. And they have to check into that. And it says if it's a non-Jewish man that wants to convert, they have to check if it's because he met a nice Jewish girl and he wants to convert. Or the same thing, if it's a non-Jewish girl, they have to check if she met a nice Jewish boy. And that's why. So in other words, the Beis Din has to check, is there an ulterior motive? And only then, ivim lo nimtzei slam ila, if they see there's no ulterior motive, it's really l'shem shemaim that the person wants to convert, in that situation, then and only then do they move forward with the procedure and process of the gerus, modin and kovet ol haTorah. Then they start teaching them some of the mitzvahs, some of the things you have to be mekayim, some of the averus, etc., etc. However, the Shulchan Aruch continues as follows, v'im lo bad ko acharav. What if the Beis Din was negligent, or whoever was doing the checking was negligent, that they did not ask that question, they didn't check into the background, is there all an ulterior motive? And there really was, and it slipped through the cracks, they didn't do the checking, or, and this is not our subject right now, but it will be later in the week, a critical point, o shelo hodihu schar hamitzvah onshan, or, unrelated but related, or the Beis Din, whoever was teaching that ger, did not go forward and teach that potential ger, that non-Jew, about the mitzvahs, the schar, the upside, the downside, the punishments if you don't keep the mitzvahs. In other words, that person was moving forward for conversion without going through the conversion class, just moving forward, being converted, knew nothing about Judaism, and they went forward and did a mila and tfila in front of three, despite the fact that there was a flaw. The flaw was they did not catch the ulterior motive in the conversion, or they did not even teach that individual anything. Nonetheless, as the Shulchan Aruch Harezeger, afilu noda shebisvil davar zehum isgayer, the person is considered a kosher ger, even if afterward it becomes clear that the person had an ulterior motive, it is going to be a kosher gerus, a kosher conversion. And there we have it. Bottom line for all this, very important, is the Beis Din should not accept somebody with an ulterior motive. Person wants to get married, so that's why they're converting. That is not the candidate for a gerus that we want. Nonetheless, if it happened, they didn't screen well after the fact, they didn't check, and the person converted, that is going to be a kosher gerus. And Amir Tzashem, we will really focus starting tomorrow on maybe the most critical aspect, or absolutely critical aspect of the gerus, is when that person says, I accept mitzvahs, the kapalas mitzvahs, what exactly does that mean? Have a wonderful day.